And to the moon and back. Dublin City University is sending a range of materials to the moon to find out how moon dust interacts with different substances. The materials will be attached to the wheel of the new Rashid lunar rover that was due to launch today, but it's now been delayed for technical reasons. But Dr. Susan Kelleher, who's the Assistant Professor of Polymer Chemistry at Dublin City University, can tell us more about what has been happening in DCU. Susan, tell us about these materials that are about to wing their way to the moon.
Good morning, Mary. So we have been working with the United Arab Emirates Space Centre alongside European Space Agency here in Europe to produce these samples that will, they've been affixed to the wheel of this rover that is inside a lander that'll launch to the moon tomorrow morning. And what we're interested in understanding is how sticky moon dust is. So moon dust is a big problem on the moon because it gets into electronics, it can get into gaskets and break seals. It's very sharp and dry. So it's actually been named as one of NASA's top 10 problems if we're going to go to the moon or use the moon as a launch pad for further space exploration. So we're trying to understand.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you.
The types of surfaces that can reduce this, yeah.
Tell us what the types of materials that are now going to be attached to this lunar rover.
We have two types of materials going up. So essentially we have very smooth samples going up of a plastic and a metal, as well as surfaces that have patterns of kind of microscopic bumps or trenches on them. We know that these types of surfaces can stop, say, water from binding or from bacteria to adhering to them. And so we're hoping these types of surfaces can also stop these very sticky and small particles of moon dust from building up on the surfaces as well.
How confident are you that they will work?
I think there's a range of samples gone up that ESA have reached out and collaborated with a number of groups on. We're one of the lucky few. And we're very, very, I suppose, confident to a point that we know that these are non-adherent surfaces to a lot of things, but there's very little known about moon dust. It's charged and it's very sharp. There's nothing like it here on Earth. So even doing terrestrial studies down here on similar things won't be the same as actually working with the stuff itself. There's not a lot of samples of moon dust on Earth either. So we had this chance to be able to do these in situ studies using high resolution cameras and studying the reflectivity of the surfaces and how that changes, comparing and contrasting the surfaces that have this pattern and then the surfaces that don't. So I suppose it'll be a short and simple experiment, but it'll be a good starting point.
Susan, how did this project, which as you say is a United Arab Emirates space project, how did it come the way of DCU?
Yes, yeah, so I have collaborators in the European Space Agency, particularly Dr. Aidan Cowell, Cowley, who is an Irishman who works over there. And he is a research fellow working on these types of projects around exploration of the moon. And the United Arab Emirates reached out to the European Space Agency and asked for them to think of and come up with types of surfaces that they think could do this non-adherent surface non-adhering materials. And Aidan reached out to me because we've worked on a number of these types of projects, as I said, surfaces that are antibacterial and stop bacteria from binding. And so we put our heads together about a year or two ago and said, well, what kind of surfaces might work? What can we design and what can we get together to deliver to the rover and get it up there onto the moon?
And you're hoping that they launch tomorrow. How quickly are you going to know if what you have created in Dublin will actually work on the moon?
So the iSpace is the company that's sending the rover. So the rover is inside a lander, which is inside SpaceX rocket. So the SpaceX rocket will bring it up to just outside the surface of the Earth. And then the lander will go on about a 4-month journey. It's going on what's called a low orbit trajectory, because it will use less fuel and it's for a longer term perspective. Mm-hmm. These are much more efficient ways of getting to places like the moon. So we will know it'll land in about April, and then we'll have about 14 days where the studies and the information will come back to us, and we'll be able to see, I mean, we've this is one experiment, and obviously there's other experiments that will be ongoing, and that's all going well. Around the time frame when we'll start to get some information back about the samples.
Well, hopefully we can talk to you again sometime around the spring of 2023. For now, thank you very much indeed. That's Dr. Susan Kelleher.